Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 The Ticket. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. We got the two grand slam coming up at 7:25. Last week, when the Baltimore Ravens fired their longtime defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, all of a sudden eyebrows were raised around here, and me included, said,
Yeah.
Mike McDonald is a disciple of Wink Martindale. He worked for the Ravens for, what, 6-7 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And, God, a young guy, did a great job at Michigan. Would John Harbaugh, you know, who lent him, looks like it'll be a lean, you know, suggested him to his brother Jim to run Michigan, did a great job, and now it looks like, if you believe everything, and tend to believe it's true, because there's so many reports, and he's not on recruiting trips right now, that John Harbaugh gets him back to run the Baltimore Raven defense. And look, Mike McDonald did a great job. He really did. He changed the fabric of the defense from the Don Brown defense.
Yep.
I think a lot. He kept a lot of offensive coordinators guessing about what they were going to do because they would change their looks and their formations and all that stuff, you know, every play.
Yep.
And that, I think, was part of the success of Michigan's defense. Now, is it a big loss? Yeah, it's a loss. However, just remember one thing. As good as a coach as he was, they did have, you know, some really good players. Now, he helped them get better, no doubt. But they also had good position coaches that changed, too, over the year. So he's not going to – at defense, no matter who is going to be the defensive coordinator, he's not going to have Hutchinson, not going to have Ojabo, Ross, Hinton, Dax Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, so that
– lost some major components.
Yes, it is. I am a little – I'm not surprised because of where the job is. I thought he would probably stay maybe one more year. You kind of thought he was either going to be like a head coach in college football somewhere or, yes, go back and be a defensive coordinator, which would in the NFL, which would lead to him being a head coach. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Sometimes it's just opportunity and timing.
I know, but correct me if I'm wrong. He made this past season about $1 million plus $400,000 in bonuses, I read.
As reported, yep.
Yes, as reported. And it seems to me, and I don't know why this is, that coordinators at big-time college programs seem to make a hell of a lot more money than the coordinators in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, it seems like that as well. And so we talked about that in pre-show.
Yeah.
And I tried to look up, you know, what some defensive coordinators, it's kind of hard to find that information.
In the NFL stuff,
yeah.
Because Michigan, it's public university.
Right, so I don't really know what that comparison is. I do know... I mean, obviously, in the NFL level, you would think the dollars would be higher because they're higher everywhere around the NFL, but, you know, maybe not for coordinators or assistant coaches. And then in college, the one thing that is expected of them is you don't get any time off. You go right from coaching your players to recruiting, and it could just be on a daily basis.
Right.
Like, you go from practice to the phones, and you're recruiting all the time. You go from the season to instantly you're on the road and you are out recruiting all the time. We talked about this last week with Kirby Smart. We're losing really good men to the NFL because of so many things. The transfer portal, NIL. I mean, everything has just gotten so, you know, I don't want to say muddied. They're good things for the student athlete. I'm not complaining about them, but as a coach and roster management and continually recruiting time and, you know, day in, day out, year after year, it wears on guys. So I understand why college coaches may, in fact, make more money than NFL, you know, defensive coordinators or position coaches. And it's I think this is going to be a trend that we're going to see a lot of, whether it's defensive coordinators or position coaches, go through, especially some of the young coaches that have had a chance to have a taste of the NFL.
Yeah, well, you look at position coaches. Michigan State just gave their offensive line coach, Chris Kapilovich, a $300,000 raise, and he's going to make $1 million for the next two seasons.
Yeah, well, it's a very important position.
I understand that. So the question at 248-539-9797, how much of a loss is this? Obviously, you won't know till you find out who the replacement is and we see it on the field.
Or you won't know until October.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because September is a cakewalk.
Yes.
You would assume also maybe that this was under the undercover that this was going to happen anyway before they even fired Martindale, because why would Mike Elston leave Notre Dame if he didn't think maybe he's going to get the defensive coordinator job? Because he was a co-coach. Co-head coach.
Yeah, but Brian Kelly left. Things were changing in South Bend. Plus, this is his alma mater.
All
this is coming home. This is something that I've talked to him about over the years. You know, he's talked to other, you know, teammates and former, you know, alumni. This has been a dream for him to be able to come back, walk into Michigan football, you know, put on the Block M again, and go sell Michigan football to recruits.
Right.
Another podcast. In the trenches that I do for Michigan, I had him on and asked him, you know, what it meant for him to come back, what it meant on the recruiting trail. And it's the ability to go out there. And he mentioned at Notre Dame, right? Mm-hmm. When guys would ask him, where did you go? And he would say Michigan. And then they would ask, well, you know, why should I come to Michigan, you know, to Notre Dame? And it was kind of an awkward moment that he would have to navigate.
Right.
Now, when he goes out and sells, you know, to a recruit, where did you go? Michigan, I was here. Here's why I made the decision. Here's why it was right for me. Here's what it's done for me on, you know, from football to my, you know, to my education, to everything. And so I think I don't know if this was in the works at that time. Obviously, if you try and read the tea leaves, connect some dots, you could make that assumption in regards to, hey, if you come here, if he leaves, you know, maybe you'll be coordinator. I think he would be a good option. I think Steve Klinkscale, defensive backs coach,
he has a great way of connecting with recruits and with his players.
Yes. I also think there's another guy that Jim Harbaugh has worked with before at Stanford and with the 49ers who is currently available, Vic Fangio.
You know why? It's so weird you said that. I was thinking about that last night, but my thought was at his age, does he want to recruit?
Well, so again, that's the complication that we have when you're thinking about, you know, today's college football. It's a lot different than when, you know, Jim and his staff were in Palo Alto. It's a completely different world. So I don't know. I just, as soon as I heard this news yesterday, you think, okay, who's next? What could it be?
Look, I don't know all the staffs around the big time college football. I mean, I imagine there's like a defensive line coach or somebody at like Georgia who might want to be a coordinator, but I'm sure what for next year, because their defensive coordinator is now the head coach at Oregon, and when Muschamp is there, and he's going to be basically their DC, right? Or is he just going to be an analyst? Whatever, he ain't coming to Michigan.
No, I don't think so. It's going to be interesting but here's the thing.
Or do you dip into the young NFL position coach? Like, you know, I was thinking like Aubrey Pleasant here in Detroit. I don't know his whole background who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you certainly could. I mean, they did with Mike McDonald and it worked out great.
Right.
And he came in and that's where you're wondering, would they go after one of those position coaches like they did with McDonald that's young, that's energetic, that has the energy? Does Vic Fangio want to come back into that environment, whether it's with Jim Harbaugh or the recruiting or, you know, just the college game? Who knows? But I do think that they have a couple of guys on their staff that if this does prove to be true,
right,
they could go with Mike Elston. They could go with Steve Klinkscale.
Right.
And I think they would both be great options.
All right, ticket text 248-539-9797. Cold-blooded. John Harbaugh sent his coach to help his brother because he loves him. After gaining experience as D coordinator, he loves him enough to steal him back. Or maybe he knows Jimmy leaving Michigan. Unnamed texter in Ohio. I don't think this has anything to do with whether Jim leaves or not.
No.
To be quite honest with
no.
you. I think it's irrelevant. McDonald ought to give 5% each of his new contract to Hutchinson and Ojabo. He was good, but he had two top 10 picks at defensive end. He was able to cash in. He was good and lucky. That's Chris and Livonia.
He also put them in great position to
yes,
increase
in
their
before.
Draft stock.
Ojabo was nothing.
Yeah. He rarely saw the field.
I think
if
anything, Ojabo, his bonus should give some to McDonald.
Yeah, say thank you very much.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. And two quick ones on Michigan basketball last night. When Hunter and Diabate fouled out, I thought we were doomed. I told my fiance, Caleb Houston has the opportunity to win this game now. Then he hits a big three along with Williams. Michigan needs to keep running more and more offense through Houston. All of a sudden, that kid's, we were all saying down on him. Couldn't understand why he's still, in mock drafts. He was horrible for most of the season. Now
light bulb goes on.
Yeah. Michigan versus Michigan State this weekend. An outbreak of COVID is about to hit Ann Arbor by today. Duck coming. That's some Timmy Claxton.
Yes. Pull out your white flags.
Yeah. I think it would be funny as hell as if you had a lot of the students in the Izzo dress as ducks. I think that would be funny.
That would be awesome.
That would be funny as hell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.